gonna build me a log cabin on the mountain so high, so I can see my true love as she goes on by. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, I've known you from old. You robbed my poor pocket of the silver and the gold. I have played cards in England, and I've played cards in Spain. So get on, little darling, and get on your way. My horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay. So go on, little darling, and be on your way. Oh, the cuckoo is a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day of July.
Thank you so much. You know, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about the history of bluegrass music, because it's one of the few amazing kinds of perfectly formulated musical art forms that was created right here in the United States. And actually, it's sort of being destroyed right now here in the United States as well, but we're trying to do our part to remind people where this came from and what it really should sound like. The great thing about the last century is the advent of recorded sound. You know, before the 20th century, we don't really know what music sounded like. Written music we can decipher, but there was plenty of other music that never got written down, I assume, and we'll never hear it. But with the advent of recordings, we get to hear a lot of these amazing kinds of music, especially when they were being invented. And the start of the last century, phonograph records consisted mostly of classical music, like opera and string quartets and stuff like that. And a young kid was working in the Kansas City Railroad Yards. His name was Ralph Peer. He was about 16 years old. And he started noticing this small record labels were shipping records of like folk music and blues and, you know, oddball, not oddball, but lesser heard kinds of music. And He got the brilliant idea of going to RCA Victor, which is the world's largest record, kind of like the Donald Trump of records, back in 1910. And around 1925, Ralph Peer went to RCA and said, why don't you record some of this folk music? So in 1927 in Bristol, Tennessee, musicians came for about 3 days and made the first records of what we call country music in this country. And amongst them were the Carter family from Mesa Springs, Virginia, which consisted of A.P. Carter, who was married to Sarah Carter. And A.P. went around and learned songs from folks. He'd walk for 15 miles, you know, a couple of days, and he'd find some people with songs, and he would write down the words, and he brought a African-American man named Leslie Riddle with him, who was like a human tape recorder. He'd remember all the tunes, and AP would bring him back and teach him to his wife, Sarah, who had a beautiful voice, and her cousin, Maybelle, who was inventing country guitar. Anyhow, make a long story short, the Carter family made hundreds of records in the 1920s and 30s that became the cornerstone of the bluegrass repertoire. So we'd like to do a Carter family song for you right now. Yeah, we're actually going to play a song. This is called Engine 143. It's a tragic song of life.